In January 2002, news broke that higher-ups in the Catholic Church in Boston had been covering up sexual abuse of children by priests. A few months later, Milwaukee Archbishop Rembert Weakland retired earlier than planned after abuse allegations against him came to light. Victims in other states have reached settlements against the Milwaukee Archdiocese after transferred priests committed abuse, and the Archdiocese has reached agreements with some local clergy abuse victims. But hundreds more Wisconsin members of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP, have not cut a deal. They either want more information from the church about abusive priests, or want the new leaders of the Wisconsin legislature to help make it easier for victims to sue the church. SNAP Midwest Director Peter Isley.
Where the real battle is, where the real change needs to take place, is much more difficult. It's in our laws, it's in our judiciary, it's in prosecuting these crimes.
As mass let out Sunday morning at the Cathedral of St. John the Evangelist in downtown Milwaukee, Isley and other members of SNAP handed out flyers to parishioners asking them to pray for abuse victims. Many parishioners accepted the flyers, but a man who gave his name as Tony says his interest in the victims hasn't stopped him from attending church.
Now, I believe in my religion and I pray to God, and that's how I feel about it, you know.
The SNAP group also held vigils or handed out flyers in several other Wisconsin cities over the weekend. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.